So the Supreme Court justices left the Affordable Care Act, for the most part, unscathed. The fight against the Obama administration's landmark health care legislation, though, that part is far from over.
The Republicans will choose to go back over it, and the odds are very great that they'll control one, if not both houses, comes a new Congress. So you know that this is just the middle of the journey.
That is Stephen Hess, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institute, speaking to the Associated Press yesterday. But let's go back, step back just a moment ago to where this fight over the ACA began, the Affordable Care Act. A year and a half ago, House Republicans passed a bill to repeal this law. And those same Republicans met again yesterday to plan out their next steps in the month ahead. It turns out the next step is the same as that previous step, and that's another attempt at repeal on July 11th. Joining us now, Scott Garrett, a House Republican who can talk about this. And was at the meeting, Scott?
That was basically it, at the meeting, yes.
So tell me about this decision to repeal the law. I mean, the chances are good that it won't make it past the Senate. So why have the vote again in the House?
It's a reaffirmation, if you will, of what the American public said that they wanted Congress to do overwhelmingly in the 2010 election. You saw, of course, at that time, I think there was a repudiation of what the administration had done previously. That you had 80-plus members of new members come into Congress in 2010, this last election, saying that they just didn't like the direction that the country was going in, and most specifically was, of course, the passage of the president's health care bill, the Obamacare.
That's a difficult, you know, we're speaking with Scott Garrett, who's a Republican from New Jersey. It seems like, Scott, that's a difficult argument. You have to be careful about how you make it, because while more than half Americans say they oppose the individual mandate, when you get down to the individual provisions, they like them for the most part. Do you have to be careful about how you deliver that message?
Well, the issue that was before the court, of course, there was only a couple that was actually being litigated in the court. One was that seminal issue, the one that you just cite, the one that more than half of Americans say they are opposed to, and that is the individual mandate. And that's what I have a bill in, H.R. 21, which says do away just with that provision. Anthony Scalia on the Supreme Court, in his dissenting opinion, said basically if you deal with only one of the issues and not really all of the issues, you're left with a house of cards that will collapse around itself. So the bill that we will be doing says, don't just repeal just a portion of it, repeal the whole thing and begin again with a more thoughtful process, a bill that deals with each piece step by step, all aspects of health care. And that's the way that the House always wanted, the Republicans always wanted to do it, and if we get the chance, we will.
And I wonder how you then deal with the other issue, which is that Mitt Romney, the Republican presidential nominee, his legislation in Massachusetts was the role model for the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, well, that's all been discussed before, and of course, that's all well and good. I mean, our view is that the 50 states, as the famous saying goes, were the laboratories of experimentation on various plans, including health care. And his state has tried it, and we are seeing what, of course, has been the result of that, and that is skyrocketing health care costs. But if a state wants to try to do something, look, I come from the state of New Jersey, and back when I was in the state legislature, we had our ideas on the ways to fix health care, provide benefits. We had provisions such as community rating, what sort of coverages people have, so on and so forth. So New Jersey has also done that, tried to come up with their thing. So each state should be allowed to do that.
Scott Garrett is a Republican from New Jersey. Thank you so much. Also with us now, Mike DeWine, who's the Attorney General of Ohio and one of the attorney AGs that signed on to the petition that urged the Supreme Court to review the Affordable Care Act. Mike, disappointed today?
Oh, certainly disappointed, although, you know, there was a fascinating decision that I know you've been talking about. Who would have ever thought that when the Obama administration initially sold it as not a tax, and most of the lower courts who looked at it didn't think it was a tax. But, hey, the U.S. Supreme Court said it was a tax, so it becomes a tax.
So what's your next step? Will you continue to oppose the bill? Will you refuse to implement it?
Certainly I will continue to oppose it. But, you know, it moves now to the political arena. And that's where it started. That's where it goes back. It becomes a preeminent issue of this presidential campaign. And that's where we are.
And therefore, will you not, I mean, in other words, will Ohio not do the Medicaid expansion? Will you refuse to be part of the exchange?
That's entirely up to Governor Kasich and the state legislature. That's their call, not my call as the Attorney General. My job, I thought, was to challenge this on its constitutionality, and I was happy, frankly, that we won on two issues. One, on Medicaid, we won on that, left it to the states, and the other, on the whole issue of the Commerce Clause, five justices said we were correct on that.
Mike DeWine is Ohio Attorney General. Thank you so much. With us now to kind of give us the picture of the political argument over this ahead, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Todd, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Celeste.
All right. So kind of give me an idea. We talked to you yesterday and got the initial reaction from Washington. Has that message, the Republicans seizing on the idea of this as a tax, has any of that changed?
It really hasn't. Full repeal, as you heard Congressman Garrett reiterate there, is the message of both Mitt Romney, who's the most important person here, by the way. This is the presidential election season, and the House Republicans, Senate Republicans as well, but they have a lot less power in this situation. You heard House Republicans come out strongly for full repeal in the vote on July 11th, as the leader, Eric Cantor, said they would vote on again. Incidentally, that vote on July 11th will be the 31st vote on health care repeal that House Republicans have taken, not all in the full bill. They've taken several full repeal votes. They've taken many, many votes, 31 votes to repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act. This will be the 31st vote. So they're on message here. They're not changing their tune at all. Mitt Romney yesterday from a rooftop in Washington, D.C., after the ruling, gave a speech to the press, gave a statement saying that the Supreme Court ruling doesn't change the fact that the Affordable Care Act is bad policy. That is a shift from Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's argument all along was that it had been unconstitutional. It was okay to try in Massachusetts, but not for the federal government because it's a constitutional issue. Saying it was bad policy in a way repudiates the Massachusetts model as well. He'll have to probably hone that message a bit.
And I'm sure that he will. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Stay with us, Todd. We're going to talk to you a little bit more about some other historic happening in D.C. yesterday. So stay with us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.